We continue our learning in Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Manush, and Nechem Yaakov, ben Rav Zaliyo, we're in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Ein bein kohen mashuach b'shemen ha-mishcha l'merube begadim ela par haba al kol ha-mitzvos. Kohen mashuach, in the times of the Bais Rishon, the kohen gadol was nimshach, was anointed with shemen ha-mishcha. But from the days of Yoshua Melech and on, and bizman Bais Sheni, there was no longer shemen ha-mishcha. Yoshio hid it away. So the only way the kohen gadol was Mischanech, became the Kohen Gadol, and was unique from all other Kohanim, was what we call with Ribui Begadim. The fact that they placed an extra four vestments upon him, as opposed to just having the regular vestments of the Kohen Hedyot. In addition to that, he had the Me'il, and the Tzitz, and the Ephod, and the Choshen. So the Kohen Gadol would wear Shemona Begadim, and that's what the Mishnah means when we speak about a Kohen Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha versus a Meru. They're both the Kohen Gadol, but one is at the time when we had Shemen HaMishcha, one is the time that we did not. So what's the difference between them? In the end of the day, they're both Kohanim Gadol. And so Mishnah says there's one difference. Par haba al kol ha-mitzvos. The par that's brought on all mitzvos. What does that mean? So the halacha is that if the Kohen Mashuach, one who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, violated, as the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo teosena, he violated one of the mitzvos. Which means he made a mistake and made a ruling for himself in something, in an Avera that potentially you would be Chayiv Koresur, Bemezid, or Shogega, you'd be Chayiv Korban Chatas. And he followed that Horo'ah. So we gave an example, I don't remember where we discussed this before regarding the Par Helem Dove Shel Tzibur. So give the example. You're not allowed to eating on Yom Kippur is an Isser Kare. So let's say he passed and he made this mistake. You know, he thinks rice cakes are really sandpaper. Rice cakes are really cardboard. So therefore you're allowed to eat them on Yom Kippur. And then he realizes his mistake after violating this. So such a person, so this Kohen Mashuach, who was anointed, has to bring a special par. This was an Avera for which Yechayv Kares. And it says, Nefesh kisechada bishkaga mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo teosena v'asa me'achas mehena im hakoshen hakohen haMashiach yechatola ashmasa'am. We mentioned Kohen Mashiach v'hikriv al chataso. What does he have to sacrifice? Hashem chata par ben bakar tamim v'Hashem chatas. But a merube begadim, if he did an avera b'shogeg on one of the mitzvos asher lo teosena with his horah, his ruling, which was a shogeg, and he violated. This, he doesn't bring a par for a chatas like a Kohen Mashiach. He has to bring a korban, as anyone has to bring korban chatas, which is a se'ira or a kisba, which is a sheep, a female, or a female goat, just like a regular person who did an avera that you chayv a korban chatas for. So then the Mishnah says, Ein bein kohen meshamesh lekohen she'avar el par yom ha-kippurim va'asiris ha'efa. Who's the kohen meshamesh? And who is the Kohen Shavar? So let's say there's a psul. The Kohen Gadol becomes disqualified, let's say through Tumah. So they would appoint another Kohen in his place. When the original Kohen is no longer Tami, is now Tahor, he returns to his Avoda. So the first Kohen is called the Kohen Mishamesh, and the second Kohen, is the Kohen Shavar Mimishich Huso. He's now been replaced. He passed through. He was the Kohen Mashiach, was the Kohen Gadol, but no longer. So what's the difference between these two people both acted as Kohanim Gadolim? The difference is two things. The Par Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, that's Mishamesh, who's serving now, is Makriv that. A Kohen Sha'avar does not bring the Par of Yom Kippur. And number two, the Asiris Ha'efa. The Torah says in Sefer Vayikra, Perek Vav, Zer Karban Aharon Uvanav, Asher Akivu L'Hashem B'Yom HiMashach. So, what is this special Karban of Aharon and his sons? Asiris Ha'efa Solus Mincha Tamid Machatzisa BaBoker. This Asiris Eifa, you split half it in the morning and half in the afternoon. VaKohen HaMashiach Tachtov MiBanav Yaseh Osan. The Kohen Gadol who follows of Aaron's children is going to do the same. This is what's known as the Minchas Chavitin, that the Kohen Gadol is Makriv every single day. This Kohen is only knowing by the Kohen Gadol HaMishamesh, who's serving, and not the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar. But there are other halachos that apply to both, which are not mentioned. The Mishnah only mentions the differences between them. What are the but the similarities? Number one, the avodah of Yom Kippur can be done by either one. It's only the special par of Yom Kippur, which is the par of the Kohen Gadol, has to be done by the Kohen that's Meshamish. But the other avodahs of Yom Kippur can be done by the other Kohen Gadol who was avar, who took the place of the one who was disqualified and now is no longer serving. He can do some of those things. And the Isser of marrying an almana also applies to the Kohen Gadol she'avar. And the Isser of Tumas Krovim, that a Kohen Gadol cannot come in contact with the dead for any relative. So these halachos are discussed in Maseches Horios and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and apply to both of them. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, the before, little introduction, before the Mishkan. We had a Mishkan in the Midbar, so you're able to bring a korban on a bama, on an altar, on any bama that you wanted, and you built it wherever you want. We know the Avos did that all the time, from Adam HaRishon until Moshe Rabbeinu. Once we had a Mishkan, you cannot bring korbanos on a bama, on your own personal individual bama. You had to bring it on the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. When they passed over the Yarden in the days of Yeshua and they came to Gilgal, even though the Mishkan was there, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was there that Moshe Rabbeinu made, nonetheless, since the Aron was not in the Mishkan because it would go out with them to war, bamos were permitted. Hutra HaBamos, individuals could build their own bama and whoever they wanted and bring karbonos. That was true from the time that they entered Eretz Israel until, as we'll see, the Mishkan made its way to Shiloh. So the Mizbeach in the Mishkan at that time is called the Bama Gedola or the Bama Tzibur, and anyone's individual bama that they built was called a bama katana. Once they arrived in Shiloh and they placed the Mishkan there, as we read in Yoshua Perik Yud Ches, since the Mizbeach was there and the Aron was there, they weren't fighting anymore, so the bamos became prohibited. After Shiloh, the Mishkan stood there for 369 years. After Shiloh was destroyed and the Aron were taken by the Pelishtim in the days of Eli HaKohen, which we read in Shmuel Aleph Paragimel, so they came to the city of Nov in the days of Shaul HaMelech, as discussed in Shmuel Aleph in Prakim Chaf Aleph to Chaf Beis. So, and at that time they brought the Mishkan to Givon, as we have in Melachim Aleph Gimel. As it says, Vayelech HaMelech Givona Lizboach Sham Kihi Abama HaGedola. And the Mishkan was there in Givon for 42 years. So at this time of Nov and Givon, the Bamos were once again permitted. Why is that? So, until the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, and then all the Bamos became prohibited forever. So why was Nov and Givon unique? That we had a Mishkan. So why could you use your own bama, and the Mishkan had been in for 369 years in Shiloh, and you couldn't make your own bama. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk Kilo Vasem Adata in Sefer Devarim El Hamunucha Vel Hanachala. What's Minucha and Nachala that we're referring to in the Chumash when we come to Eretz Yisrael? Minucha, that's Shiloh. Nachala is Yerushalayim, and from there we learn that the bamos are prohibited when the Mishkan comes to Shiloh and comes to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, hold on. Shiloh came before Yerushalayim. So why doesn't the pasuk just say El Hamunucha? Doesn't your resting place? You don't need Nachala Yerushalayim because once it came to Shiloh, that's the end of it. The bamos are usher from that point onward. So the answer must be that the pasuk goes out of its way to ride both Minucha and Nachala, Shiloh and Yerushalayim, to say only when it's in Shiloh and Yerushalayim. But the time between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, and it was in Nov and Givon, so during those years, bamos were permitted at that time. Says the Mishnah like this: Aleph, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ein bein bama gedola lebama katana ela psachim. The bama satzibur, the bama gedola, which was in the Mishkan in Gilgal and Nov and Givon, when we were allowed to bring build a bama katana. So there's no difference between the bama gedola and the bama katana, bama's yachid that you made for yourself ela psachim. What does it mean that a yachid would not be makriv his Korban Pesach on his own small bama. It had to be on the bama gedolah, the bama tzibur that was in the Mishkan itself, in Novin, Givon, and Gilgal. The Gemara says that it doesn't only mean psachim. It means all korbanos chova that have a kavu azman, have a specific time like psachim, which includes tamidim and musafim, all have to be brought on the bama gedolah. So psachim, tamidim, musafim, etc. However, the korbanos chova that don't have a kavu azman, like the par helim davar shel tzibur, which is where most of the people, where the Sanhedrin made a ruling, which was erroneous, and most of the people of Am Yisrael followed that. That's also very similar to the par we spoke about when it came to the Kohen Mashiach's mistake. Similar mistake. It's an aver for which Yechayv Korban Chatos or Bemezid Kares. They made a mistake, and most of Am Yisrael followed that type of par. So that is a Korban Oschova. That Korban, and that's a Korban Tzibur. But that it doesn't have a Kavu Azman. So that couldn't be that. That is something. So Korban Oschova that don't have a Kavu Azman. That couldn't even be brought on a Bama Gedola, even in the Mishkan at that time. So that's what the Mishnah means. There's no difference between a Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana except the Korbanos Tzibur. There, those could be brought in Bama Gedola, not Bama Ketana. But when it came to this Par Helim Dover, and they had a Kavu Azman. But if it came to Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, which is not in the same category as Psachim, Timidim, and Musafim, because this is, doesn't have a Kavu Azman, this, in this way, Bama Gedola and Bama Ketana were the same, that you could not bring it on either of them. Zehaklal, this is the rule, Mishnah says, the general rule, kol shu nidor v'nidov, any korban that's brought as a neder or nedava, as we said, we learned in the past, neder hare alai, nedava hare zu, kareth b'bama, that could be brought on a bama ketana. You donated a korban, a voluntary korban, you want to do that, that's fine, shlamim ola, put on your small bama. V'chol she eino lo nidor v'lo nidov, eino kareth b'bama. But if it's not a voluntary korban, so it's a korban chova, so that could only be brought on a bama gedola. As we said, but it's only something that has a kavu azman, a korban tzibur chova that doesn't have a kavu azman cannot be brought on either bamas, not bama gedola, not bama ketana.